advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
I look really squashed.
Yeah, having four people makes us look like the old cowboy movies when the credits roll.
It's crazy.
You look thin. You look thinner.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Dave, you're looking good. Dave's looking good. Hi, Dave. Patty.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I haven't even seen us yet.
You look normal. Patty looks normal. You look...
I think
squashed.
The inner ones. No, it's the outside ones. We got
Dave
squashed.
Looks great. You look great, Dave.
You do.
Fuck. All right. Well, anyway, welcome to the Sofa King Podcast. This is a bonus episode. It's not our normal episode. So normally we research a topic and we do a show on that topic. It's kind of been the theme.
Yeah.
Listeners suggested.
You know, from your perspective, like, is it clear that like this isn't a regular episode? How does that...
I still haven't quite got the hang of it, but yeah, I think
so,
explain it one more time.
Does this feel like a regular episode? Kind of the same, right?
Yeah, it feels the same.
It's not the same start music.
Maybe
the clank. That was a good clank.
That was a good clank. I was holding my breath for that one.
Yeah, I hold my breath every time.
Do you?
No, I don't know. Now that I pay attention, I'm going to pay attention. Watch. I'm going to hold my breath now. God.
Sorry.
Stupid.
So the difference with this episode is we don't have any sponsorship obligations and we get questions from fans and we answer the questions. So that would be the difference.
We normally don't have girls on the episode. That's for sure though. That makes
that's
a difference.
True. That's true. Well, no, the last ones we did, Patty was on. So
the comments are a lot more flattering on the live feed when we have a girl on the episode, apparently.
That's true. Yeah. Who's the hot chick? My name is Brad. Yeah. Thanks.
That was a fat shaming joke. They were talking about your boobs. That's fucked up.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. He liked them. In Chicago, he did.
He told me.
When it's cold, you snuggle. That's the thing. I mean, it's fucking cold.
He was trying to get it.
Yeah.
And he's an attractive male figure, I have to say.
Yeah.
Very athletic.
Yeah, athletic. Yeah. Skateboarding around all over Chicago like a fucking maniac. So, anyway.
We're not doing a topic then?
No. No. So, if you studied something, you're...
I'm curious what you studied, though.
Yeah, what did you study? Besides male vernacular. To try and keep up with this, but
it's impossible.
Anyway, I have some questions here. We actually have a lot of questions and we're going to try and answer some of those questions and Patty, you'll join in. Dave, if you'll like to join in with us at any time you can.
Dave lost his voice. That's what Brad's reading the questions tonight. Dave's kind of hoarse.
Yeah, he is.
In his pants, in his throat.
Yeah. So
he was miming all night.
So. Yeah. He's been miming all night.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's still in that mode, I guess. So I'm just going to go down the list. I mean, Dave likes to jump around. I'm going to go ahead and take this a different direction. I'm just going to go down a list.
He's a house of pain. He is.
Yeah. So Lexi Ray, we know her. She asks, how many fingers am I holding up?
Two. That's all you need.
You're going to say two?
If you do it right.
I say four.
Four?
Oh, damn, Patty.
I'm going the whole fist.
Damn. That's impressive.
The fist.
I can pull it
up to the elbow.
Two is all you need.
So, Melissa Madrigal, favorite movie of all time?
From who?
Melissa Madrigal.
Oh, Madrigal. I thought you were saying Melissa Magical.
Could be magical. I don't know.
I have to go with Goonies. Obviously, that's expected. There's genres.
Yeah, but what's really your favorite movie?
If something that sparks the most emotion and nostalgia, it's honestly going to be Goonies. I mean, I know every fucking word. I've seen a million times. I probably would not sit down and watch it.
Okay, so what's your favorite movie that you'd sit down and watch, you love?
Good Will Hunting.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I like Good Will Hunting. All right. A lot. Yeah.
What's yours?
The first thing that popped into my head is Ghostbusters, but that's not a super emotional. That's pretty good, though.
That's a good movie. It doesn't have to be emotional. That's your favorite movie of all time. What would you put it up against?
Ghostbusters is good.
I would say Ghostbusters or Raising Arizona.
Yeah. That's Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Yeah, mine's Happy Gilmore. Like, I've watched that movie so many times. I love it. I actually really want to go watch it again.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Yeah. I do love that entire movie.
It's a good movie. All right. Next one on the list. Thank you, Melissa. Michelle Thompson. Does daylight savings time affect you? Yes.
Yeah, it fucked me up. And I had like jet lag or something for a little while.
I still do.
I'm so fucked up. Yeah.
My shit's still off.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're like getting up early to go to the gym or something, or like when you get out of work, all of a sudden it's dark or it's not dark. Like that fucks you up bad. Yeah. That whole hour different.
All I can say is I quit my job at the right time. So it didn't affect me at all.
Dave? Okay. Jason Kupsick. Each of you tell us a true awkward high school teenage story. I feel like I've done this like so many times.
I almost shit my pants. I think I told it before, though, maybe. I'm trying to think if I had anything worse than that.
I did shit my pants. I think I told it.
In high school?
No, junior high.
I had to
shit bad. Like, when you get a shit that bad, it happens.
Really bad, like out of nowhere. And I was at wrestling practice. So we were wrestling, though. It was like conditioning is what it was. So we were outside and we were running this big ass like mile loop. And I started running one way. And then I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Like, and we just started.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I got to go to the bathroom. And I never, my whole life, went to the bathroom at school. No away games for me. Fucking home games all day. that's a term. And I was like, oh, damn, I have to shit at school. Like, I can't. And I was like, super, like, I can't miss wrestling practice. Like, and so I'm running. And then I was like, I saw the coach and I was like, when I come back around by the back of that fucking fence right there where he's at, I'm going to tell him I got to go to the bathroom. I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And so I get to, and I'm almost there. And then he fucking like throws on a stopwatch and starts running. And I was like, oh shit, now I'm chasing him. So I fucking turn around and like start running the other way. And he's like, Vantos, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to shit my pants. I got to go. He's like, all right, go, go, go. And he's like, you don't have to fucking ask me. I was like, I felt like I should ask. I don't want to run.
You just asked me, what am I doing?
Yeah. So I run to the locker room, and like the way that it was situated was, for one, it's like the boys' bathroom with no fucking stall covers and shit.
Yeah.
And so I already don't want to shit at school. I definitely don't want to shit in just an open stall. Like, they can't spring the extra
doors?
Fucking never. Guys deal with that shit. You go in guys' bathrooms at a lot of places, they just don't have a door on the stall.
Like, you're like,
what the fuck is
something.
That about? Yeah.
No, pretty much.
Shiny metal for a mirror. You're like, what the fuck is up with that?
Are
we gonna stab
prison.
People with shards? So
pretty much. Yeah.
I fucking go in there, dude. And as you enter the back door of the locker room right there, it was the athletic like director's office where he tapes everybody's knee or your wrist or whatever you gotta go.
Or fucks little
and
boys.
It's the uniform office right there, and it's where everyone gets taped up. Girls, everyone. So like all the fucking hot chicks are at the back fucking spot by the door. And they're like, hi, Brent. Hi. And I was like, oh no, I'm fucking shit. There's girls now. I definitely don't want to shit. And like where you have to go to the bathroom is like 15 feet away, dude. Like if I have a fucking loud fart, they're hearing it. Like it's gonna happen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I walked down, and I was like, I just can't do it. They could walk out here any minute. Like the stall's wide open. I'm gonna have like Dumb and Dumber explosive diarrhea right now. And I was like, oh shit. So I run up to the front because I know there's another bathroom. And I go up through the front, through the locker room, and I come out locked. I was like, oh fuck. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to the D hall over there. Like I can make it from there. So I run out the front, I make it to the hallway, I open the door. Boom, locked. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I'll make it to B hall. And I am like flexing my butt cheeks, sweating, quivering. Like I'm going to fucking shit my pants. If this door is locked, I'm shitting in the flower bed. I'm literally going to pull down my pants. And there's going to be stories about how Brent shit in the flower bed. And I had no choice. I'm sweating, dude. I'm getting sick at my stomach. I fucking get to that door, dude. And it pull it and it opens. I was like, oh my God. But then I had the thing where like, I saw the toilet and it was like, I couldn't get
as
my
soon
pants
as you
on.
See it. It's,
yeah.
It's
it was
on.
Just like, oh my God, instant fucking whole body fucking convulsions, dude. I get in there, fucking sit down on the toilet. And it was Dumb and Dumber, dude. I fucking hit that toilet with my ass and it was just fucking.
Isn't it the best? Isn't it like almost orgasmic?
Yeah, like
the feeling
feet,
you
like,
have?
Off the floor. Like, I was like, boom, heels out, dude. Like, stirrups. I was having a baby, dude.
That's funny.
Oh, I don't remember. I think I finished wrestling practice. I don't know what was wrong with me, but damn, that would have been a different story. If that door was locked, I was shitting in the flower bed for sure.
Dave? Patty?
Most of my embarrassing things happened when I'm older, but I was just an awkward kid in high school in general. So pretty much every day was
You didn't poop your pants?
I didn't. I've never. The only time I've come close to that is when I ran a lot.
Oh.
And when you run a lot, sometimes your body.
You seen that girl on YouTube or whatever? There's a girl that runs, stops, poops, runs.
Yeah. I have a friend that does that.
They had the
she
yard.
Does it?
They had.
It's a girl.
They had the shitter, like the run shitter or whatever that was here in town that was like shitting on people's yards.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Literally
so maybe
running.
My friend was in town because she actually had.
Jesus
done that.
Why did she do that? She just has a
she
problem.
Has she has to go that to go bad, that bad. But yeah, I mean, so like when you're running and then you're on in a marathon or whatnot and you have to go and you get to a outhouse and there's like 10 people standing in line and we're all in the same situation.
Just because the motion gets everything moving.
New hobby. Yeah. I'm not running anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Something
else.
So I've come close to that, but have not actually done that.
Yeah.
So same with you, I guess, because you didn't actually do it either.
No, I fucking barely do. That was close. The only time I actually shit my pants was in the third grade. I got the flu and I fell asleep. In class and I just knew I didn't feel good. And we were watching a movie on the projector. That's how old I am. Fell asleep. And then I woke up like,
yeah, like our fans are like super young.
They are.
No.
Yeah. That one's 19 for sure.
Who?
I don't know. I can
you
tell.
Guys have some really young fans.
There are some young fans in there.
They're like 19, 20, 20.
Dude, a 13-year-old boy came and saw the studio with his dad the other day. I was like,
I can't imagine
the show,
them
right?
getting our like humor and stuff though. I don't know.
Dick jokes are for all ages.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. They're universal.
Yeah.
Universal.
Racism spans generations.
Yeah, it does. It was so bad. I actually asked Sam one time if he'd had any way of checking some of the people's ages because they look so young.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, could you it's a good thing we don't fraternize with
Cypress. Cypress, right? That guy's like 12 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't tell your story though, did you?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have any like super.
I do not have a
stories.
Cool story like that. I feel like
I have some stories that were like nobody saw me.
You know what the thing is? I think you're just not embarrassed. You're like,
yeah, I got caught
fucking my pillow.
Yeah, I've told. Yeah, like that's like pretty. That's pretty good one. You know, like I don't know. I've had so many. I've had one that I was like really. And I don't even know if I told that or not. Like I stole my dad's like Hustlers or Playboys or whatever they were. Like he had like a chest with like shit in them. And I used to like take his magazines and I would hide them. I thought I had the coolest fucking hiding spot in the world. I pulled my bottom drawer of the dresser out, you know, and hide it underneath and
that's
put the dresser
the
drawer back
spot.
In. Yeah.
Everybody's
apparently everybody spot, yeah. fucking knows the hiding spot, but I didn't know when I was fucking, I don't know, sixth grade, fifth grade or whatever. And I had like a fucking one of his magazines and like a bottle of lotion underneath the drawer, right? So I
was never really a lotion guy. I started.
I don't
out
know.
That
like
way.
I don't know.
As soon as I figured out you could do it dry, never,
yeah. I don't know. Like
again.
You know, it's that. Yeah. You know, you're young.
I remember the day I figured out you could do it dry though, and I was just like, "What the fuck? That's
whole
way better. I don't need anything. I could do this anywhere.
It's clean. Yeah.
I could do this at church.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah." Right at the podium.
Makes it much more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and I get home one day
I just
and
confess
I fucking,
when I'm done.
I'm ready to fucking go, you know, and I pull the drawer out and there's a fucking note sitting there for my dad saying like talking shit to me basically about, hey, this is my stuff, blah, 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 blah. And then it said, P.S. What's the lotion for? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Did like, your stomach just drop? You thought you
I was just
up?
Like, fuck. Yeah.
Dude, I
felt so embarrassed.
I don't know. I don't think I have told this story, but I got caught jerking off one time. Lots of my people don't know this probably, but this is the worst too. And I can't really, it's more of an animated story. Like when I tell the story, there's usually a prop involved.
Good thing around video.
It's funnier.
What do you need?
No, it's a screwdriver and I have to have like shorts and shit. This isn't the outfit for it. I'll explain. It'll work.
Dave, can you grab that?
It'll work. Yeah. Get a screwdriver, Dave. So I had the same thing. My dresser was in the closet and I had a Club International magazine. You ever have one of those? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had that shit stowed in like the bottom
drawer. Did you ever have one of those?
I honestly, I think a friend of mine did have her.
The Club International.
Like where I was in like seventh grade, I think. And she found a stash of magazines.
Nice.
In like
that was
little
that was just above.
And for some
house.
Reason, Club International sounds totally familiar.
The club was like,
it was
that was like
a little dirtier. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
sure.
I had found it or something. I think it was one of my dad's or something, but he had like stacks. So I got away with one of them and I had it hidden in the bottom drawer of my dresser, but it wasn't under the bottom drawer. It was like in the bottom drawer under clothes, but my dresser was in the closet. And so I was like, supposedly supposed to go make my bed and clean my room. And I took off and I was cleaning my room. But when I was like putting my laundry and shit away, like, dude, I was sixth grade or something.
Yeah.
I pulled out that bottom drawer, just saw the cover and it was on, you know what I mean? Like your heart starts beating and it was like, fuck, it's go time. My door shut, bottom drawer, bam.
Yeah.
I grabbed it and I walked over and I opened it up and laid it on my bed. So my back was to the door. And I had the radio on. I had like music on. But my door was shut. Like I didn't think anything. No one was home except for my dad was like working in the backyard or something.
My
so I was
endless love.
It's like I don't know. I don't know what was on, but it was fucking loud, kind of because I thought I was gonna somehow
you're
protect
gonna get
me from
noisy.
The fat noise.
You're gonna get noisy.
And I can hear the fat fap. So I'm facing away from the door. I have the thing out basically like where the pillows are. I have the magazine open.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking town. But I had on like elastic shorts, like stretchy shorts. So I just had like the thumb grip where I had it pulled down and I'm just going for it, right? And all of a sudden I hear what I thought was the first time that someone said my name, but it wasn't the first time someone said my name. Here, Brent. And I was just like, boom, like my fucking my stomach drops too. I was like, oh my God, don't turn around. Act like you don't know. And I just like pop. I let my shorts go and I grab the magazine and I just kind of pretend like I'm making my bed. I pick up the pillow. I slide the magazine. I set the pillow down. I'm like, oh, I'm fixing my bed. And my heart is just like, boom, 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 boom. I was just beating off. Someone's behind me. I know they saw my elbow moving. You know, it's obvious what's going on. Yeah. I fucking, he's like, Brent. And I was like, oh, what's up? I didn't see you there. And I fucking turn around and he's looking at me weird. And I was like, well, of course he's looking at me weird. He just caught me jerking off, right?
And I have a boner.
Yeah. So here's how it goes. I was like, oh, what's up? He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'll just make my bed, put my laundry away. He's all, okay, I'm going to go to the hardware store and your mom's still gone or whatever. Did you need anything while I'm out? And I was like, no, I'm just cleaning my room. I was just trying to be cool. He's like, okay. And looked at me weird, closed the door. And I was all, oh, fuck. And I looked down.
Fucking boner.
The elastic thing just fucking hit my shirt and my shirt was stuck behind the boner. Yes, elastic pops and the top's just sticking out on my stomach. Yeah. Shirt's behind my boner. Elastic strap across my junk. I was like, oh fuck. Like I'm talking to my dad and my dick is sticking shit out of top of my shorts.
Fucking classic.
All right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I usually,
so you know how my pillow thing felt like,
yeah,
that's exactly the same shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I had flashbacks that haunted me forever. Yeah, dude.
It's bothersome. Yeah.
It's bothersome.
Your parents are kind of mean to like, you know, point that shit out. Just
no, he didn't point it out.
Well, no, I mean, but even like come, like if
that might have been worse. Like,
no, it was nice that he didn't.
To just kind of back out and be like, okay,
yeah, like. Or close the door and knock.
Right.
That's what should have happened.
Something so that you can save your kids.
I don't think he expected I was going to turn around with the boner.
He was like,
yeah.
And he never just walked into your room again, right?
I don't think ever anything like that happened. Yeah.
I think some of these we've done before. I don't know. I'm just going to go to Gesa. What happened to those SK Ultra ID cards you promised on Patreon? Are they still the thing?
Did she not get one? Everyone got those. Did she not get hers?
Come someday, or is that idea dead? I don't know. I thought we sent them out or did something. Or we had these ones?
Right here?
You have yours on iPad?
Yeah, we all have those. Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway.
Maybe they don't get to Germany.
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, she'll have to hit me up. Is she a patron? Who is this chick?
Gesa? Yeah.
Where does she live?
Germany.
Have we met her?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know. I have a bad memory. Have we met her?
I've met her.
You've met her?
Yeah.
She's where? Cool?
She's great, yeah.
Okay.
In Chicago.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
In case you missed it.
Bad memories. Okay, so John Schultz. J-A-H-N, because he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to listen to a musical artist or genre you hate every day, but got to choose, what or who would it be? You couldn't listen to anything else, but had to listen to what you chose. So it could be a genre.
That's a long way to ask that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be the same song. It
doesn't have to be the same song, but just genre that you hate, though.
Oh, you have to listen to a genre you hate.
Yeah.
Oh, all that detail. Yeah. And I got lost in the question.
Or an artist. So artist that you hate or genre that you hate. And you had to listen to it every day. What would you choose?
That's tough.
Hate's a strong word.
That's what I'm trying to feel like. I don't think I hate.
Because if I hate an artist, I'm not going to choose that to listen to.
Like,
every day.
I hate like, new country. Like, I fucking hate it.
Okay.
Like, I don't want new country. Yeah. But damn, I don't want to pick that. Like, so then I'm like, that's the only thing I hate. Like, classical, I'm like, oh, I don't really, I wouldn't prefer, but
country,
I guess.
Western. Yeah. Like, I don't hate it, though. Like, I don't like country music, but I can't say that I hate it because there's some stuff that I do like.
I dig old country music.
Yeah. Well, even there's some new stuff that's okay. You know what I mean? Like,
you show it to me.
No, I mean, there's
Sturgill Simpson. There's a couple things. Yeah.
There's some stuff that's okay. Not that, but.
Have you heard Sturgill?
Yes.
He's good.
I don't think so.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I do.
You're going to cause a fight, John Schultz. I'm going to lose, but country
music.
He's
nothing but trouble anyway, you know.
John Schultz?
John Schultz.
I don't even know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he a patron?
I don't know. I don't have access to your patrons.
What do you mean? You're on our show.
Yeah, we'll show you. We're going to log in and show you the back end. Dave.
No, I don't know. Dave's out of it. Stop miming. Yeah. Fucking
it's like
dick
he's
face.
Asleep over there. Yeah.
You vegan fuck face. All right, John. So I don't know. That one you really can't answer.
Well, because you're picking something you hate. Like, what, yeah. What do you hate? Do you want to listen to? I don't want to because I hate it.
Crying baby? No.
That's not a genre.
It is. Have you heard? You haven't heard crying baby genre?
Oh God, that would try. You would fucking go. That's fuck some psychological yourself. Warfare. Yeah, no, really, when you have a new baby for real, and no. The fucking baby is crying and crying and crying and crying. That's why
Brent,
people.
I know. I was going to kill myself. I know.
No, people and do. That's where shaking babies come
my
from.
My son almost didn't make it. I almost drowned him.
He drowned.
Yes.
He's straight face. Look at him. Patty's not
I
smiling.
Believe it.
No.
All right. Sansuli? I've never heard that name before. Sansuli.
That's a sex move.
Is it?
The Japanese sex move. Yeah.
Is water wet?
That is a big debate on the internet right now.
Is water wet?
I think...
Water gets things wet.
Right.
Yeah, by definition...
I think so, yeah, it is. It has to be. It has to be, because if you put water on something and it's wet, water is wet. You could say, I want to drink some wet.
You can't say that. That's why
I think
this debate
so.
Exists.
Dave. See, he agrees.
I don't know.
I mean, it's that simple, really, right? It's that simple, really.
No.
That you could say, no, I don't know.
What's the definition of wet?
That's what I was going to say. That's what it really comes down to is the definition of wet. Because if it's, it doesn't have to have water on
so
it
it's
to
simple.
Be wet.
It's simple,
the problem.
Then. It's simple then.
So I'm saying, like, something can be wet. Like, you could pour whiskey all over this and it would be wet, but it's not water.
Whiskey's water, though.
And part water.
90% probably.
100% isopropyl alcohol all over my arm.
Okay,
my
so
arm
the,
wet.
So wet means covered or saturated with water or another liquid. So by definition, water is not wet.
I had a trick question there for you. No one caught it. You can't have 100% isopropyl alcohol. It's by definition. It's
evaporated.
Mixed. Yeah, no, it's...
Isopropyl and alcohol.
Isopropyl means it's like partial.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So what was the definition? I got all science.
I already, you were convincing yourself that you can't have 100% isopropyl alcohol. Water is not wet. That's my new thing.
Based off that definition?
Yeah, because it's wet means covered or saturated with water or another liquid.
Or another liquid. That was a loophole.
No, with water.
That's
water
what
isn't
unless,
wet.
Unless
water's
water
not wet.
Is water is saturated by itself. Mm.
Water's not saturated, though. Are you getting fucking deep?
What if an ice cube?
Blowing my own
what if
mind.
An ice cube gets wet?
So that's another wet thing ice. Wet is cover or touch with liquid, moisten. So that wouldn't be wet. Water is water. The definition of water would be water, right?
Yeah, things that water gets on become wet.
Yeah. That's what I'm sticking with.
Okay, so no, water is not wet.
Water is not wet.
All right, I could buy that.
I think we're all in agreement.
I think so.
Yeah.
We
went serious. We took that question serious.
It's an important question.
It is. That's a big debate on the internet. I haven't
okay,
heard the
so
we'll
have to though. Change this one around. Gaysa also asks, did your parents have a name picked for you if you would have been a girl/boy?
Mm.
And what was it?
I think I have heard that. I don't know. But I think they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Your name was Molly. I see you being a Molly.
Molly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Claire.
Claire? Yeah, is that your name?
Claire's a fat girl's name.
What's mine? What would be my name? I don't think my parents even knew I was coming.
I don't know. I was literally running girl names through my head, staring into your eyes long.
What do I look like? What do I look like as a girl?
Not good.
Whoa. Somebody just told me you look beautiful at the beginning of this.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, if you had long hair right now and like makeup on, what would we call you?
Stacey. I don't know. I can show you a picture of my sister. She looks like me.
Does she?
Yeah.
How about Brashly?
Brashly?
Yeah.
That's different.
It is different. Brashly. Let's go with Brashly. That'd be Brantley. Brantley and Brashly.
I'm pretty sure I would have been Patrick.
You're Patrick. That sucks. I don't know if you're a boy or a girl.
What if I think your sister's hot, dude? What happens?
I don't know. You've seen her before, haven't you?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have three.
But if she looks like you and I think she's hot, things are going to get weird.
She's married.
Like things aren't already weird?
No, things are going to get weird with me and you. Because
getting weird?
I think you're hot.
I don't care. If you think I'm hot.
Because you look just like your sister and your sister's hot.
I don't know.
See what's happening here? We're talking bottom dresser drawer shit going on right here. That's what level we're at. Under the bottom drawer. That's where it's going.
Under gotcha. The bottom drawer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not where I hid stuff.
Moist is a weird word.
You've seen my sister before, haven't you?
I'm sure shit.
That's one of my sisters.
Oh, see, now it's going to be true.
That sister's really good looking, dude. I don't think she looks like you so much, though.
She has the same nose.
She's really
same
pretty.
Chin.
No, yeah. Your sister's good looking.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch. No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know her.
That's just some hot chick on the internet.
that's
really your sister?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Bethany.
That's close to Brashly.
To Brashly.
Brashly. We're doing Brashly. That's it.
I have three sisters.
If we do a drag show, Brashly. What's Dave then?
Dave?
Yeah.
Davina.
Yeah. Brashly. And then you're the master of ceremonies is Patrick
Hollywood
in a suit and shit. Yeah. With a little mustache.
Pretty good.
All right.
Okay. Next question. I'm not even going to look at this. Thomas. That's a weird way to say
that it. That is. That's like Aaron. I've never understood that name.
Thomis.
Yeah, Thomas.
Thomas. Thomas Booth. Or Thube, if you say it backwards. Thube Simoth. That's his name backwards.
That's impressive.
At what point did you realize that the podcast was going somewhere? And what was the strangest podcast-related experience you've had? What's the strangest podcast related experience you've had?
Some chick that had a tattoo of our podcast showed up at our studio one night. Let that bitch in.
That's not the strangest.
No.
You know what? Like the problem is that's later on. Like we already know. Like we've met Patty before.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was joking, but
no, you're serious. But
seriously, joking.
Serious. Yeah. Not serious.
It wasn't weird at all.
Just for everybody, if you just show up here on the day they're recording,
don't
pretty
do
much. Yeah, don't. Yeah, you won't get in.
Yeah, no one gets in here. Yeah. Yeah.
Not even Brian Ross.
Mm-mm. I was late. They almost didn't let me
cut
in.
Cut off. Yeah. He is cut off.
He lives far away now. Yeah.
He moved, right?
Man, they're excited about Brashly. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Photoshop of that shit. Yeah. Someone else has
said
Senior
Bush. I don't know. I think running into random people, like especially like going.
I totally forgot the question for the record, and I was waiting for your answer right now. It was weird.
It said
the weirdest podcast experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when did we know it was going somewhere? I mean, really, like the knowing it's going somewhere is still in the process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we're doing things, and there's a lot of people that listen. There's a lot of things that we do want to do. There's we want a lot more listeners, obviously. We're always striving for more, and what type of marketing schemes we can do to get more listeners.
I know we have a weird podcast story for sure, though. I know.
I don't know that anything's. I haven't really had a weird, like. Well, I haven't had a weird experience, but I think like there's some weird things that have happened that I'm like.
Seeing
wow,
people,
that's crazy.
Seeing someone fan out a little bit, or having someone fangirl out, like male or female.
Yeah,
that was a little bit of a trip the first few times that happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. That was weird for sure.
Yeah, I think call like when we call people on their birthday, for patrons.
Damn, we owe some of that.
We do. But I think like listening to like some of them, like Drell Jones, for instance, like he's
a grown ass man,
that motherfucker,
and he was
went fucking berserk. Yeah, he was fucking excited. And there's there's other people though. Ashley Creasy, for example, mm-hmm. we called her and she shut down. She didn't know what to do.
I had a guy that shut down like that. And I was like, damn, I was kind of disappointing. I was like, I thought he'd be more excited, you know? And then he immediately messaged me on Facebook and was like, I fucking shut down and locked up, man. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what to do. That made my fucking day. I can't believe you fucking took the time to call me. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I've been driving for like 13 hours. I didn't know how to react. I don't think I'm a dick.
I think stuff like that, seeing people get tattoos, like those are all things that are like, you're like, holy
fuck.
That's
a surreal.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah, there's a lot of things. Like I think taking it in a little bit at a time helps. But as you start like now, I mean, we go out in town and I don't know that we don't really promote in town.
Right.
kind of because we don't really want to.
Right.
But yeah, and we do run into people and they're like, oh my gosh, like, and you don't know them. Like James, you absolutely do not know people.
Sorry, not him. CJ, different guy. Like honestly, we'll go get coffee or something from the coffee shop because he knows it's going to take me 30 fucking minutes to go get coffee at the coffee shop because fucking people are like trying to talk to me and shit. Like that happens a lot because we're downtown. Yeah. A lot of those people hang out over there. For you, I know you've probably already gotten to the level that you have some shit. I mean, having someone like being in Latvia or something and be listening to the show, what's something that's like your biggest thing so far?
The coolest thing so far has been, I have a friend who listens to our podcast. She's friends with Valentina and I, mm-hmm. and she had just some random person she used to work with who freaked out that she knew us.
Yeah.
That was
And you're like,
cool.
I already knew you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, I already knew you. I'm the same person. Yeah.
But one of her friends freaked out that she actually knew us, which was like,
My wife fangirled out on you a little bit, to be honest, dude, because I was like, hey, this is like someone that listens to our podcast. It's in our group and stuff. And they started a podcast. I was like, you might be into it. And she started listening and kind of became a fan. And then I was just like, oh, yeah, Patty's going to be there. I don't remember when you guys first met. Was it Chicago? Yeah. And like, I was like, I've never seen my wife fangirl like that.
Yeah.
And she was fucking super stoked to meet Patty. She's like, yeah. Oh, you know her? Like, she's going to be there? I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And so she got all super stoked. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
And my wife has just the worst on the back of the car. She has a just the worst t-shirt.
She promotes
every morning.
She likes
just
her
the worst.
Podcast. She doesn't listen to ours.
Oh, totally. She doesn't listen to us. Thank fucking God. I'd be in trouble all the time. The story I told earlier is fucking drama. Yeah. She drinks just the worst coffee mug in the morning. All of it. Yeah she's cool. Fangirl for sure.
Yeah. So his wife, like, that's gotta be something like, you're like, oh, that's kind of crazy.
This is podcast really you weird. Like. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's then really weird.
Podcast. Yeah. Like his wife likes your podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, there's so many different things. Doing the podcast is a lot of work, you know, and, you know, obviously it's not a full-time job, you know, sometimes it is, but I think like the rewards that you get from it, like there's those little things
for
that you're
the record,
like,
full-time job.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, it's cause you make it that way. Yeah. Like, I don't have the option to do it full-time.
No, I'm not complaining. I do put that much time in.
Yeah. So, I mean, but the payout, like there's some things that happen. You're just like, oh wow. Like you look back and you're like, man, all these things that we've done, like it's a lot of work and we've put in a lot of effort. And sometimes it's disappointing, you know, iTunes redoes their thing, you know, and like you lose listeners because they've recalculated something.
Yeah,
like,
by the way,
man.
Did you see, I didn't know this. We hit over 300 officially and it just knocks off. It starts knocking them off. Our first 10 episodes aren't on iTunes anymore.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. We get rid of those embarrassing ones.
Yeah.
Nicole Fender was like, what happened to episodes 1 through 10? And I was like, what? Was there more to this question, Captain Vague? And then she was like, on iTunes. And I was like, oh, I don't know what she's talking about. And I looked and Rogan has 300. That's it.
Oh, really? Okay. Because there was some setting that somebody told me about that you set a max for the show.
Maybe. I looked on two different Macs, but it might be default in iTunes. So maybe you can turn it. Because I know Rogan has 800 episodes or some crazy shit, right? And it just says 300.
He has like 1,000 something. Yeah. He's way up there. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I think the reward of it, you know, doing this and having, I mean, there's so many little things. It's like somebody sending you a fucking wombat in the mail.
Yeah.
You say something and all of a sudden it's
a cartoon on Monday.
Yeah.
That's the crazy. That is a crazy thing for sure. Like we make a joke and
it's something.
On Monday, it becomes a character. Like someone animated it or drew a picture of it.
Yeah.
There's a meme for it. There's a quote on a page on something that you don't control.
Yeah.
People start saying, let's be electricians about this or whatever the fuck crazy quotes that we say.
Yeah.
And people start using that. It's a trip.
There's an Instagram.
And this somebody ends up being their phone screen.
Yeah.
As the contents of you guys.
So, yes, I mean, there's so many things and I don't know, I can't really pinpoint because it's been a gradual climb. So yeah, there's been a lot like, I don't know. Let's see. Damien Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been caught jerking off? I think we answered that.
Damn.
Patty's the only one that hasn't answered that.
I don't think I've ever been caught.
Okay, so she's good.
Or my parents very quietly snuck out of the room like that.
Margaret Humble Snatch.
Hamburger Snatch.
Hamburger Snatch.
Yeah. Sideways Big Mac.
What's the best meal you've ever had?
Maybe, dude, this sounds crazy, But at the, my mom, we make this like at the cabin. So when we go to the cabin for like mm-hmm. 3-4 days, the meals are all planned out. I can't remember what she, hobo stew is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So we have like the first night it's spaghetti. The next night it's like, fuck, I don't have a good example. Like, I don't know, something else, and something else. Yeah. And on the fourth night,
you guys kill a hobo.
No, it's all the leftovers from all of the stuff. This sounds crazy. I think I even have a picture of it.
So it's
somewhere.
Like a specific thing. Like these things have to go in order to make this stew.
I don't think it ever got planned that way, but it turned out to be the most amazing thing ever. So like we make like a giant pot of this with like chili and then potato salad and something else. And the next night it was spaghetti and this and this. And then the next night it was something else. I'm telling you, I'll find out from my mom and get more detailed about what those were because my memory sucks. And at the last night, it's called hobo stew. And it is like this crazy conglomerate of food that was leftovers.
Normally,
I mean, she kind of preps the meal, but she uses leftover ingredients from stuff.
Normally I hate on stuff before I've had it. Like I'm not going to hate on it.
You always hate on stuff. Not normal. No. Yeah. Always.
Normally.
Yeah.
That's normal. Sometimes I don't because I'm not right now. I'm not going to say anything.
You
about
are
it.
By denying.
I'm saying I'm not going to make a judgment right. on it right now.
Right now, at this point in time.
At this point in time. I'm not making a judgment on it because it is your favorite thing you've ever had. And I'm not going to take that away from you.
But I don't, here's the problem. I bet my mom doesn't know, and I don't think you could ever be recreated. So I couldn't verify, and it would never be the same because there was like this much chili left, this much of this left. And it was just this crazy.
So it's the one meal that was the best thing you ever had, and you won't ever have it.
I just remember going, God damn, this is so weird, and this is so good. You know what I mean? So I don't know that it was the best thing ever for sure.
Then you didn't answer the question.
I just, my memory sucks, man. Even if I did have it, I wouldn't remember. I cannot remember shit like that. I don't have it. I've lost my entire childhood. It's gone. I remember kindergarten.
What's the best thing you've ever had?
And that jerk off story.
I went to Nobu one time, which is a Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. That's super, I don't know. I guess it's super renowned. And I told them I was a vegetarian at the time and just bring me whatever. And they brought me the best food I've ever had in my life. It was good.
Very vague.
I do that kind of stuff.
But it was
though.
Like random, like little tiny corn cob things and a watermelon salad and like just all kinds of weird shit that they put together. But it was
when I get a sandwich so good. At the deli, I just hand them $20 and I just go, make me something. I don't want tuna. I don't want chicken salad. Anything else, mix it up, make whatever you want.
Mine's
and
always
I come back and get a sandwich.
Mine's always going to be like Thanksgiving dinner. Like turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, like those things.
That, and that might be my answer, that's actually, because like I do love
I
that
look
fucking,
forward to the end of the year. Like,
have you had that
Thanksgiving, Christmas,
the Sequoia Thanksgiving
Easter.
Sandwich?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With
that
the stuffing
thing,
on it?
Yeah, that
oh,
thing's
yeah.
fucking crazy.
Turkey stuffing gravy? Oh, yeah.
On a sandwich.
Yeah,
yeah. And you can only get it one time of the year.
Yeah.
That thing's fucking
during fall. On a sandwich. Yeah, you get excited about it.
You had that on a sandwich.
Yeah. We'll do one more question. Man, what is this? Oh, okay. I'm not even going to ask that because I don't know. This one's from Dustin Crabtree. It says electric question. I didn't read the rest of the question. It just said that. So I went for it. Have any of you ever been electrocuted?
Oh, I used to argue this because I thought by definition, cuted mean like executed, death resulting in electrical shock. But I looked it up and it can be or shocked.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but cuted, I thought like the breakdown meant you died by electrical shock. So I've been shocked a fuck a million times. I was an electrician's apprentice. I used to work wiring houses and shit. I have been shocked like fucking. Yeah. I blew a hole through diagonal cutters because I was wiring brass plugs at this fucking crazy house, and the breaker was off. Because I just did the other plug on the same circuit, and I know because I ran the wire before they finished the house. You know, I got to the next one, and I pulled the fucking Romex out, and I was like, pop, to cut it to length, and it exploded in my fucking face and blew a hole in the middle of the fucking. I was going to say dikes. We call them dikes.
They're dikes.
Diagonal cutters.
They're
called dikes. Wire cutters. Blew a hole in them. But I have fucking been shocked and like thought the thing was off. And like I threw the fucking the light fixture or something. Like I had it in my hand and then got shocked and like fucking threw it across the room. I've leaned over to put my hand on the wall and there was an open fucking plug there. And somehow the breaker's back on and got shocked. I've been shocked a ton of fucking times.
Somebody's fucking with you.
Yeah.
So it's electrocuted, not shockered. Have you ever been electrocuted?
I just got that. Yeah, I've been electrocuted. When I was a little kid, I decided that a light socket was a gumball machine. and I tried to stick a penny in it. And pennies are really conductive.
Yeah, it is. Copper.
Yeah, you can put it in instead of a
power
fuse.
Lines.
It blew the penny in half, and I guess my mom walked in, and my hair was standing up, and I was all black.
Yeah,
and,
I've been, that's a cartoon. Yeah, I've been hit a bunch of times. Yeah. I flew across the room. Whoa. You know what I mean? I used to, in junior high, I used to go around, you take gum wrappers and you make like the football and you put it in the fucking, and most of the time you're good, dude, but literally blue lightning bolts would fucking shoot out of the light.
I saw my boss almost get killed when I was an electrician. Like, he was wiring the breaker panel. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Gay people are bad, Stan. Their cold black hearts, which are not blood like yours and mine, but rather a thick vomitous ooze, which gives way to your Nazi ass patterns of violent behavior. You know, I had the
sound like it was directed towards me.
I was looking right in your eye, man.
You were.
No, so my boss, was wiring a panel, and like we had left the job site and left a note like, don't turn the fucking breakers on because we're like wiring this fucking panel. And we come back, like framers are over here doing whatever the fuck they're doing, but we don't hear saws. And he goes over there, and I'm kind of new on the job, and he fucking has this giant ass screwdriver to tighten down this fucking like hex lug thing. So he just puts a flathead in it, right? But his pinky is like touching the off the handle on the screwdriver shaft, and his elbow touches across the other fucking bus.
Arcs over.
And it's like 480.
Yeah.
And so he's over here, and I'm like standing there because he's like, so I'm going to do this. And he goes over and he goes to tighten it down, and he's like, silent, just like shaking. And I was like, god damn, how tight is he gonna tighten that motherfucker? Like, I don't know. I'm like, I was like 17, I think.
Yeah, like, hey, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I'm looking at him, he's just fucking shaking. And then all of a sudden he throws a screwdriver and he's all like, cocksucking goddamn son of a bitch, motherfucking asshole, who the fuck turned on that fucking breaker? And all of a sudden you see like all these framers like, oh fuck, like, oh shit, like someone's gonna fight, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's like, Ernie, I'm so sorry, he's like, there's a fucking note on there, just screaming at each other. He's like, I could have fucking died. I was like, damn. He comes over to me, he's like, you ever fucking see me shake like that? And you hit me with the goddamn 2x4, knock me the fuck off that shit. Like, he couldn't get off of it. Yeah. He was just sitting there.
Oh, yeah,
it makes you grip harder.
Yeah
So he just held on to it. I was like, oh goddamn. Week one. Yeah. Almost saw him die.
That's fun. That'd have been great.
That is.
Anyway, that's all. This is a normal episode of the Sofa King podcast.
Hold on.
I think, are we done? No. What are we done?
I have a winner from the last episode. I found my paper.
Oh. On the floor.
Yeah. No, it's on the floor now. Thomas Kays has been sharing our posts on Twitter for quite some time. So nothing specific, just went on there and saw that Thomas Kays had shared a bunch of our stuff on Twitter. So hit me up, preferably not on Twitter, but I will do my best to fucking get on there and see if you sent me a message.
I thought people were only winning stuff on the normal episodes. Oh, this is a normal episode.
I have three prizes, but today, like, I couldn't post the Friday Facebook episode until today, so there's actually only two winners. There's usually one on each episode, actually. It's like a Twitter, Instagram,
I still haven't
Facebook.
Got it yet. I don't know. It's confusing, this whole thing.
I mean, I get why you're confused. It's difficult. It doesn't make a lot of sense. There's a girl on here now. Dave hasn't moved in 42 minutes. That's confusing. I don't understand.
I forgot he was even there.
Gaysa?
Holy shit.
Everyone acts like we should know her. We don't know who the fuck that is. She thought cards didn't exist, and they clearly do. They're right here. Everyone else has one. There's a lot of variables here. But Thomas Kays won some stickers. Hit me up on social media, and I will mail those to you right away. And El Yucateco.
Sounds good.
El Yucateco.
Yeah. Obviously. Oh, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say it's good stuff. Oh, El Yucateco.
Right there.
You want to shout out your shit one more time?
Yeah. I was going to say.
Sure.
Instagooch.
I host a podcast called Just the Worst Podcast. Give us a listen. We're on iTunes, all those other things, and we're on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Patty, and I hope you guys enjoyed. We went in the normal group mainly because Dave didn't tell us not to.
Yeah.
We asked him.
He just fucking sat there.
He just sat there like a fucking cocksucker.
Just like this, like,
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It's because I'm here. I think. Yeah. I think he's.
Maybe it got petrified. Weird. He got a little jealous, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
You know what I mean.
Oh well. I think he'll get over it. If not, it is what it is. So.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Sure,
by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you for the whiskey.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hopefully you had fun sitting there, not saying anything.
Giggling. Yeah.
So. All right. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you're watching, thank you for watching. And if you're not. Fuck you. You just get the audio version. You don't get to see Brent get excited.
Below the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Below the desk.
Jeans grow.
He was gone for half the episode. He took the mic down there with him.
Yeah, it's a trick. video trickery.
Yeah, you didn't even know. Anyway, that's it. Don't be retarded.
Okay, so I came up buddy, and anybody that wanted it with me, bro. I don't know, but I guess I think I'm Devo. Walking around thinking that I'm bigger than my ego. Ric Flair mixed Rick Steamboat, kicking down doors, we don't look through peepholes. Everyday beast mode, everywhere you see me, surrounded by weed smoke. About to get deep bro from a few G-poles. Bitches get repo, we don't wanna keep those. That's against G-code, and we don't breach. It takes one by chef in the kitchen, and everyone in this bitch won't eat. But I'll go hide until my sweat pours. I'm on death's door for that cheese, and I don't sleep. Work's paying off, and every man looks green. Yeah, the man look green. Yeah, the man look green. Tell him not to get jealous. I started off with 2 pennies, and now I got too many. I wish they would try take some. That's the day someone gets buried. I'm saying these rappers know what it is if they say something pathetic. Yeah, that man look green. Yeah, that man look green. Wanna take my life, wanna kill my team, my whole regime. Wanna fuck my bitch, wanna spend my dough, wanna chase my dream. Don't point them out, cause I already know. That man look green. Don't offend me. I went from a penny to many to plenty. You green as this weed that I smoke in my Benzie. I'm open all night like McDonald's at Denny's. And ready for war, the medic a semi. My bitches are down, but she never act friendly. Rock Gucci and Louis and Prada and Fendi, my nigga. If I'm in a spot, know a couple men strapped. Can't talk loose, cause the phone them tap. West End T, that top of the map. Ting on my lap, push a snap back, back. If a man look green, then he gotta fall back. Talk about this and they talk about that. But I got no time for the waste man chat. The man look green like lettuce in your genetics. Give me my credits, but love, cause I get it. All of this paper, I need me a medic. Can't save me a dollar, I'm eager to spend it. I came in with nothing, they dying with nothing, I promise. Nothing, I promise. You grinding for crumbs, you rappers, this bums, be honest.
Them I look green, them I look green. Wanna take my life, wanna kill my team, my whole regime. Wanna fuck my bitch, wanna spend my dough, wanna chase my dream. Don't point them out, cause I already know. Them I look green. Sleep in the sheep, they ain't gonna do nada. Them man look green, them man look green. When they see me with a favorite bitch, you just wanna send your love. They just wanna send me naked pics. And I love the shit, I won't lie. All about me, I ain't got no time. Man, I got 1,000 calls on my line. 90% of those are decline. I just wanna green like these green faces. Put green over some heads. That's black suits and all your funeral. They're grieving over this mess. All eyes on me is over my chest. Cause they keep peeking over my fence. I'll keep this brief to know I'm the best. They keep stealing quotes that I said. And that man look green. Yeah, that man look green. Thinking the grass is green, I'ma die for the greed. When they try and be me, they wanna live my life, wanna fuck my bitch. You can try for free. They just talk that shit, cause I actually am what they try to be. Yeah, that man look green, yeah, that man look green. That man look green. Wanna take my life, wanna kill my team, my whole regime. Wanna fuck my bitch, wanna spend.